Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. I could feel her pain, the despair in her words, the seemingly hopelessness in her voice as she said to me, "I don't know how much more I can endure." The words thought and spoken by this partner have been echoed by countless others who are discouraged by their current situation, financial, perhaps health-wise, others. For this precious sister and every other partner of this ministry, I want to share what the Lord showed me in James 1:12, in the Classic Amplified Bible.
Blessed, happy, and to be envied is the man who is patient under trial and stands up under temptation. For when he has stood the test and been approved, he will receive the victor's crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him.
Blessed is defined as happy and to be envied. In other words, in the midst of every temptation, trial, test, circumstance, situation, and problem, we're to be happy and with our peace of mind resolutely focused on God, in which case we'll even be envied by others. Why would anyone envy those who are traveling through tough times? It's because we have a relationship with the one who wrote the word, and we know we can trust what he says. The word endureth in that verse, endureth, is G5278. And in Strong's Concordance, it means to preserve under misfortunes and trials, to hold fast to one's faith in Christ. How do we endure every situation? It's the love of God for us and in us.
1 Corinthians 13:7 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fatalless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. The scripture is clear. God endures everything without weakening, and his spirit lives within us. Therefore, we can lean on him because we will have his strength. There's no way we can do it on our own, but with God. 1 Corinthians 13:7 in the Message Bible translation says it this way: always look for the best, never look back, but keep going to the end.
James 1:12 goes on to say, those are the ones who shall receive the crown of life. The crown of life is defined in the scripture as a wreath or garland, which was given as a prize to victors in public games. In ancient times, an athlete who won a contest was rewarded with a crown of flowers as a sign of victory. The crown of life is also defined as the eternal blessedness, which will be given as a prize to the genuine servants of God and Christ. The crown wreath, which is the reward of righteousness. You have been evicted. You may have been evicted from your apartment, but be encouraged. You shall still receive everything God has promised you. You may have lost your job, but be encouraged. You shall still receive everything God has promised you. Your retirement income may have all but disappeared, but be encouraged. You shall still receive everything God has promised you, no matter what you've endured. Take heart. Be encouraged. Because James 1:12 in the Message Bible says, for such persons loyally in love with God, the reward is life and more life. God is going to give you a reward now and also in eternity for your faithfulness in adversity.
Mark 10, verse 30 in the King James Version. But he shall receive an hundredfold now, in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and land, with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for now is G3568. And it means at this time, the present, now. In fact, that word in the Greek G3568 occurs 138 times in 133 verses in the Greek Concordance of the King James Bible. And it's translated now 120 times and present 4 times. So we're talking about right now. Not the sweet by and by, but right now. But don't fret. We'll still be eternally rewarded as well. We strongly encourage you, recommend, that you personalize the scriptures used and the 7 points we're about to make. These verses will encourage you while you're enduring attacks of the enemy, financial or otherwise. Number 1, you never need a compass. You never need a compass. Several years ago, American Express, or some years ago, had a television commercial made popular by the phrase, never leave home without it. Some people never leave home for a journey without a map from AAA or GPS for their cars. Of course, now technology's changed and most people have those talking maps on their cell phones. There are times when people are unsure which way to go. However, when we follow the instructions of the Lord, we will never need to worry about which way to go.
Isaiah 48, verse 17. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou should goest. That's a great, great scripture to personalize. I am the Lord thy God, which teaches Maya to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that Maya should goeth. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth Diane to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that Diane should goest. Our God, the master of the universe, is leading us in the way that we should go.
Number 2, shout and praise God for blessings. Psalm 35:27, personalized.
Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, the Lord be magnified who hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant Fred.
If our prosperity gives our Lord pleasure, how do you think poverty and lack make him feel? The key to prosperity is favoring his righteous cause, putting God first in all we say, do, and think continually. Now, there's a divine progression in this verse. Shout for joy and be glad, no matter what your circumstances. Our joy comes when we follow his righteous cause. Continually praise God for his presence and the opportunities he provides us. The Lord will be magnified by our prosperity. Number 3. Never have to wonder about what God wants for you. Never have to wonder about what God wants for you.
3 John 1, verse 2, personalized. I pray that Denise may prosper in all things and be in good health, even as Denise's soul prospers. I pray that Yvette may prosper in all things and be in good health, even as Yvette's soul prospers.
Nowhere in Scripture does it say that God wants us to be poor or broke. Nowhere does he give a ringing endorsement to the benefits of poverty. Those poor thoughts are nowhere to be found in the Word of God. We never have to worry or wonder about what God wants for us financially. He makes it crystal clear. Some time ago, I read a quote that caught my interest from an anonymous source. He said, nobody ever wrote down a plan to be broke, fat, and lazy, or stupid. Those things are what happen when you don't have a plan. Interesting quote. Number four, money cometh to you. Dr. Leroy Thompson made that phrase, money cometh. Money cometh to you, popular. When will the money come to you? When you have a biblical expectation for the seeds you've sown. As you continually obey his instructions while effectively overcoming attacks of the enemy.
Proverbs 10, verse 22. This personalized. The Lord's blessings bring wealth to Janus, and he adds no sorrow, no trouble to it. The Lord's blessings bring wealth to Randy and Laurel, and he adds no trouble to it.
Number five, obedience is a prerequisite. Job 36:11 personalized. If Ray and Brenda listen and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. This verse begins with if, meaning we have a choice. Look what happens when we listen to the voice of the Lord and serve him. Our days will be in prosperity and our years in pleasure. Kind of sounds good, those seven words to me. Those special seven words, key to our success, our pleasure, and our prosperity. Read your Bible. Do what it says. Number six. Why God wants to bless us.
2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. In the New Living Translation, personalized. And God will generously provide all Paul's needs. Then Paul will always have everything he needs and plenty left over to share with others.
Why is it the Lord's desire to bless you, me, each of us? Why is it his desire to do that? Genesis 12:2 in the New International Version. Personalized. I will bless Lejeune, and she will be a blessing. Number seven, your checking and investment accounts ain't seen nothing yet. That's what my mom always says. You ain't seen nothing yet. If we spend more time in his book, we'll never have to worry about our checkbook. When we love the word more than the world, then the promises in the word will begin to manifest in our lives.
Proverbs 8, verse 21, personalized. That I may give wealth to Vincent because he loves me. I fill Vincent's treasuries.
When our spiritual priorities line up, everything else falls into place. You also need to personalize, and this is the last one. Psalm 112:3. Hallelujah. Wealth and riches shall be in Clay and Felicia's house, and their righteousness endureth forever. Personalize all these verses. Make them real to you. Now that you know what's available to you, as you endure on the road to prosperity and success, think about it. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com. You've been blessed by the teaching at the top where it says, sow a seed. Ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye.